ॐ गणेशाय नमः। ॐ श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। Sit with your back and your neck and your head aligned and sit comfortably. And just allow the body to relax. It takes no effort to relax, it merely takes intention and attention. We have the intention to relax the body, and we attend to the muscles in the body which are tense. And by merely placing our attention on the tenseness, the tension goes effortlessly. So let the body settle. Allow the body to relax. As the body quietens, allow the breath to become quiet. No effort is needed. Take a deep breath or two, if you like, through the nose and out the mouth. When the body becomes quiet, the breath can become quiet. And when the body and breath become quiet, the senses settle. The karmendriyas are not busy. The jnanendriyas are not busy. The organs of action and perception are quiet. As is the breath. Quieting the body is asana. Quieting the breath is pranayama. Quieting the senses, allowing them to rest without engagement, is pratyahara. These are the third, fourth, and fifth angas of Ashtanga Yoga, leading to meditation. I invite you to take a stance of just being. How can I do being? One might say, just be. And what is meant is intention and attention. Perhaps at first I'm busy being. But in time, the verbal action aspect of being resolves into the substantive of pure being through intention and attention. Place your attention with interest, relaxation, and acceptance with whatever sensation or thoughts or feelings might arise. We cannot really do being. We, in a sense, back into it. So attend with interest, with jignasa, with curiosity, to whatever comes your way. A sensation. A thought, a sound, memory, feeling, no judgment. I may have a feeling. Notice. I may not want that feeling. Notice with curiosity. I may have the desire to do something about that feeling, to get rid of it. Notice. Agitation. Anticipation. Memory, the sensation of my hands, whatever comes your way, greet with attentive curiosity and utter non-resistance. No need to label. No judgment. There need be no continuity between my experience now and my experience now and my experience now. There need be no continuity between the citta vrittis, the modifications of the mind, which are informing me of my experience. The one continuity that it exists among all passing phenomena is me. In the silence, which is me, all thought forms, all judgments, all desires, all conclusions arise. And go. I My silent presence illumines them all. Even my negative or limited self-conclusions. I have a memory. I cringe at that memory. Notice, I judge myself by a previous act. Ah, I illumine that judgment. I illumine the cringing. I illumine the self-condemnation. I illumine the regret. In my silent presence, all desirable and undesirable thoughts and feelings come and go. I see that I naturally rest in my being, in the conscious presence, which never seems to go. Now, I am happy. Now I am. I am unhappy. So too now I am. I am a good person. Conclusion. Now I am. I am despicable. Ah, I still am. Like a crystal taking on the colors of the cloth that stands behind it, so too I seem to take on the qualities of the heart and the mind. Ah, I am. Just as the crystal is essentially free from all colors, but can effortlessly adopt any passing color, so too, Shuddha Chaitanya, pure consciousness, takes on the colors of the kaleidoscopic dance occurring within the heart and the mind. And then the ahankara jumps in and says, I am blue. I am sad. I am red. I am angry. Ah, I am. I am here in my silent presence. There is blueness. In my silent presence, there is red anger. There is green jealousy. Yellow happiness. Like a kaleidoscope, the colors of the mind change. I am the one who sees the changing kaleidoscope of the mind and the heart. And with each new color, I can appreciate I am free of any presenting color. How curious. How curious I take myself to be blue or green or red or white. And I illumine all those colors, this parade of dancing colors, without resistance, without identification. I remain free. Without the light of my being, the colors would not exist. I, as a self-shining, self-luminous being, unfathomably simple, unfathomably pure, undivided, untarnished. Existent awareness am I. As I go through my day, I can relax into my being and enjoy the colorful show before me. No matter how brilliant and flashing these lights seem to be, I am silent presence. Stillness. Self-luminous consciousness. Just notice and accept. Notice and accept. This is an alert, free mind. Notice without resistance. What color will Bhagavan present to me next? Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.